Hi, this is Beautiful Educator 43, and let me try this again. I already tried recording this once, and I got out the toy that I posted a picture of a few days ago, and I'd only used it once, and the battery was already dead, so I'm not really digging that toy. I mean, I already wasn't a major fan of it anyway, but I don't understand. Like, it wouldn't turn on at all, and I only used it maybe a minute a few days ago, so I don't know if, like, the battery depletes even when you're not using it. I don't know. And then I read you have to, like, charge it for 75 minutes. I'm like, no, fuck that. I don't have time for that shit. So, if you have the Hi-Fi by Lovenz and you like it, hey, good for you. It's too finicky. The battery thing sucks. Like, you have to get the cord in the right position anyway. So, luckily, this purple one may work. I don't know. It's working now. I turned it on earlier. But I need to go to an adult store and, like, look for another vibrator, I guess. Because whatever vibrators are coming out lately, they kind of suck. Pretty bummed. But anyway, I'm going to try to do dilation therapy today. I haven't done it in a few days. So I did put the numbing cream on. So hopefully that's working. I am trying this again in the chair, my computer chair. It definitely was more comfortable when I was in bed, but I listened back to that audio and the audio quality was kind of shitty. It was very staticky for some reason. I don't know why Vocaroo doesn't really work very well on my phone in a room, but it works great on my computer. So, I don't know. A lot of unanswered questions. But I'm gonna try this. So, as you know, I've got the 8 sizes here, and I'm gonna try it. And hopefully it's not painful like the first time I tried it. Tried a little late. Hopefully it's... The last time I tried it when I was in bed, it was fine. Like, I didn't feel any pain or anything, so... Let's see what happens. So I got level 1. And I've got a towel underneath me. I've got a lot of lube on it. And I get my foot up on the chair, my ankle, heel, I guess, whatever. Okay, so I'm just gonna... Oh, that's cold. Okay. Alright, that one's in. Okay. So I got level 1 in, and it's fine. No pain or anything. I'm gonna scoot closer to the edge of the chair. Okay. So I'm just gonna have it in for, I don't know, 30, 40 seconds. And then take it out and try the next level. Okay. Alright, take that out. I'm gonna try the next one now. So level 2. Oh, it's so cold. Okay. Okay. So level 2 is in. That feels good. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna take this one out. Okay. I'm doing good so far. Alright, so I got level 3. Level 3. Oh. Okay, level 3. Slid in nice and easy. Taking that one out. I can feel myself dripping. Okay, now to put in level 4. Just gonna rub on the outside first. Nice and wet. Okay, now slide it in. Oh, fuck. Oh. Doing good. Try level 5. Slowly stretching me open. Oh. 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 It's level 5. Oh, it's all the way in. My clit a little bit. I think I'm ready for level 6. Level 6. I think I'm ready. More left. I can do this. I can do this. Oh, okay. I took that one out. Alright, level 7. Oh, it feels really. I don't even have it in yet, but it feels really. And slow. Okay, level 7's in. Okay. Nice and slow. And I definitely feel like seven stretches me. I can feel like the tight ring of my pussy just still it's a little tense, but it's okay. Doesn't really hurt, just feels like a lot of pressure. Just kind of sliding in and out. Should I maybe use level 8? Okay. Okay, let me take this one out. Okay. I'm leaking so much. Alright. So, moment of truth. I can do this. I can do this. It's gonna kind of push the lube down the shaft. Get all this lubed up. Alright. I can do this. I can do this. Okay. Close my eyes. Breathe. Open my petals. Okay, just run the other side first. Tense and relax. Okay. I'm just gonna try to put the tip in. Okay, the tip's in. Okay. There we go. There we go. Okay. A lot of pressure. A lot of pressure, but it's not bad. It's okay. It's just a lot of pressure. God, it's big. Now it stings a little bit, but it's okay. It's a little tight. But I'm doing okay. I'm getting through it. Pussy just clamps down so tight. I just need to relax it. Relax it. Okay. I'm gonna grab my vibrator. That pushed it out. Put it back in. I feel so stretched open and wet. I put it in front of my clit. Are you proud of me? I'm stretching my pussy so much. Oh. close. You need to come. Oh, fuck. Slow, because it is feeling sore. Nice and slow. Ow. Okay. Okay. Well, where's my glass dildo? Okay, I need a glass of dildo. Okay. Ah, that feels better. That feels better. So. Whew. I'm exhausted. In conclusion. It wasn't as bad as the first time I tried it. Not as pain-free as the second time I tried it. So I do think it is more comfortable in bed. But it just doesn't record very well. But I have glass dildo in. And it feels better. I didn't even have it in the fridge. Just naturally cold. And it feels very soothing and comforting. Ah. Now I rest. On a scale of 1 to 10, the discomfort right now, I don't know. Maybe a 2? It definitely stings a little bit. A little sore, but not like super bad, but I definitely would like it to not hurt at all. So I think the next time I do dilator therapy, I'm gonna do this in bed and get very comfy cozy. And because I think part of the problem is like when I'm sitting down, even if I'm leaning back, which I'm leaning back right now, it compresses the muscles, because I don't know, I think laying down completely would, that way I could put both my feet, it'd be more comfortable. So I'm gonna go relax and soothe my pussy. And I'm maybe go take a nap or something. I'm very tired. But thank you for listening, and I hope you liked it. And, yeah.